Good evening, everyone. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design, and I'm really glad you did. Tonight is a night that we're going to talk about you. We're going to talk about me, too, because once again, we're going to go through the subject of identity. What is identity, and how can we make it more flexible? The idea about identity is how we, you know, here we are in an amazing collective, and we're just bashed by all this information. Gosh, if you're thin enough, you can be an avatar, right? And if you are thin enough, you can wear these clothes. And if you're eating enough junk food, you'll feel pretty and your teeth will be whiter. And a lot of our reality belies that. But the reality is that underneath it, we get terrific frustration, don't we? We get fear about, I know a lot of you aren't simplistic enough to say, I need to be thin because that's the fashion. I know a lot of you have moved either through that or beyond it or refused to play that game or whatever is your genetic predisposition. But the whole thing about identity is very often when we cling to it for whatever reason, then in these times of tremendous change, we're calling it the time of the shift, we're calling it the breakdown of all these systems like the economic system and certainly the evolutionary possibility through the government. Sorry, that's my editorial policy from yesterday's election. And that's without enough information, I realize that. But as systems break down and as the shift moves through and as the frequencies, according to people like Kalaman and Barbara Han Clow and so on, say that the frequencies, and David Wilcock talk about how the frequencies are moving up at such a rate that they're going to speed up 20 times over the next year or so. And a lot of us are finding that we're doing more in the space of 24 hours than we've ever done before. So we're all kind of moving very, very swiftly. Now, ideally, that movement can push us out of a way of defining ourselves, out of ways of identifying ourselves, and into creating new rapport and relationship to our lives. Maybe we could simplistically link it to, say, many relationships breaking down, the home and family taking a different kind of pulse about how it moves into the collective, the kinds of things we've been adapting to for, what, in a major way, about 50 years. You know, things have been breaking down for a really good reason as there are new sprouts coming up. And what are those sprouts? Now, if we hang on really tight to the identity that we have, very often, the new life, the new consciousness of our gifts and so on can't really come up, can it? And if it does come up, it'll break parts of us because, you know, for example, some people who are really relying on their retirement and the investment in their home and that great mortgage fraudulent doodah that went on, their identity was very invested in the security that they got through that. And then when it comes apart, many people could not handle the pressure, could they? They couldn't handle how they re-identified themselves. What were they now? Were they penniless? How can they re-identify themselves with poverty when they had a great deal of have, if you will? That's just kind of a blatant example. There are many other ones. When people first break up a marriage, for example, they have to go through a re-identification of self because how you're identified in relationship or not in relationship is a huge deal, isn't it? It becomes comforting to know you are in a union or in a couple. It becomes a safer thing in some ways, some deep kind of probably cellular ways, or some of you prefer to be single and it becomes a real sort of bid for freedom and autonomy and independence, and you really take that identity really seriously. So tonight we're going to continue this discussion of what goes on that creates our identity. Let's do a few exercises to discover what you're identified by, how you count on that identity, and what would happen if you released yourself from it. Because my belief, and I've learned this from many other spiritual sources and so on, is that it's a really wise thing to investigate how we're identified and at least in a meditation release our attachment to those descriptions. And then we're ready, willing, and able to be, you know, like that bubble. We were joking about levels earlier tonight, but there's a kind of a level that you put flat, and then the bubble is right in the center. And at one of my phases in which I meditated a great deal, I used to feel like it was like living in life with this bubble right in the center of my dantian, or just between my navel and solar plexus. And I could really feel when it was like that. And if we can drop our attachments to how other people see us or how we're identified in the social structure just long enough to find that deeper center of self, we can then allow ourselves to receive some of the kind of the rising, unfolding gifts that are inherent in all of us, and we don't necessarily bring them up because we might disrupt our identity. What's your identity? Mine is actually, I'm a disruptor. What do you think of that? Some people call it nicely the initiate of change. That many times I've been told that I'm the kind of person that people around me change, or they have to change because I'm a disruptor. Now, I don't like telling you about that. I'm not boasting about it. Well, maybe I sound like I am. I'd be cheeky, aren't I? But why I mention it is because I've had to sit with that term, disruptor, and really understand what that means. And what it usually means is where people are hiding from their real selves or hiding from the emotional truth underneath. I will kind of poke at them or scratch, or I'll refer to it, or I'll talk about the elephant in the living room in such a way as people then have to kind of look at it. Sometimes I'm polite and I put this really magical, imagined, bright pink, fluorescent pink duct tape across my mouth, and I keep quiet. But there are many of us on the metaphysical spiritual path who are, in essence, seeking the truth within and seeking absolute evolution. So the disruptor, I'm not the only one. Many of you are disruptors as well, aren't you? And maybe in special and golden situations. In any case, my goal tonight is for us all to help ourselves unhook from attachments that we have to identity at least long enough to let new identities rise through our being. That doesn't mean you have to run out the door and refuse to be attached to either your relationship or your lineage or your home or your gold or anything. It just means that deep down as a meditation, we're going to take our identity less seriously than we take that part of us that is absolutely precious. It's got divinity. It's got absolutely amazing potential. We're only beginning to discover, a lot of us anyway, we're only beginning to discover the amazing unfolding potential in human beings. So let's talk after we do our meditation. Let's see, which meditation shall we do tonight? Let's do the sacred geometrics, because in those sacred geometric meditations, and some of you do them really well on your own now, but in those, it's a sacred space, a place where you can actually do this kind of work, or it's a place where you can create, manifest the reality you want. It's a place where you can work with healing and transformation of all kinds. It's a place where you can go to have safety, protection, and very, very little interference from the world around you, even though you're sitting in the same room as other people. So let's do it together. And the other thing is, when we're in Radiance by Design community, all of us listening together are going to do a meditation and raise our fields and frequency and create a larger field. And that way we're having a really good impact on the collective of our species at this time. So join me. Close your eyes. Unless you're driving or walking on the edge of a cliff, that sort of thing. And then call in above your head a golden ball about 2 miles above your head. And below your spine, another golden ball, maybe about 40 feet. The proportions are uneven, aren't they? And then from the upper golden ball to about your waist and 20 feet out from the waist, drop a four-sided pyramid with gold lines. And then upside down, meeting it point to point, another four-sided pyramid. And remember, the upside down pyramid points right into the lower golden ball. So when both pyramids hitch up, you've got yourself an eight-sided figure called an octahedron. Now, inside the octahedron, create your crystal ball. I'm always amazed at how different the energy feels in the crystal ball than it is just in the octahedron. So now you're inside the crystal ball. And now inside of that, you're in a star, a three-dimensional Star of David. Good. And I forgot to drop from the upper golden ball down through your spine and into the lower golden ball. I forgot to drop a filament of light, golden light. So do that now. Drop it from the upper golden ball right down through your spine into the lower golden ball. So you're kind of hanging on it as if you're a bauble on a string, aren't you? And now that star tetrahedron is all around you, a three-dimensional Star of David. And now have yourself spin and spin and spin. Spin like mad. Come on, some of you are just kind of giving it a little nudge. Give it a big swing. Round and round and round and round and round until you're spinning so much you can really feel it. And as you're spinning, take a look at the magical screen in front of you. And on the first screen, what is it you would like to become? Yeah. I always want to be multidimensional. Yes. To be a powerful, multidimensional, fun, coming from the heart kind of contributor on the planet. See yourself being whatever it is you want to be. Good. And when you really feel that you can feel yourself being this way, wrap that in light and let's go to the next screen. And in that, let's create something we want to create. We were editing all day because we're working on a television series. So it is Paradigm Shifters on TV. So let's see. I'm going to see myself working on this wonderful television series. I'm going to see all the resources coming. What is it you want to work on? It can be anything you love and want. I see all the resources coming to keep it going, the people, the moolah, the everything we need, the setting, the inspiration, the audience. Oh, my goodness, it's so wonderful. I can just feel it. What is it you feel? You might be looking for home and family. You might be looking for a lover or a partner. You might be writing a book, starting a business, doing television, doing radio. It doesn't matter. That's right. And just see all the resources coming, all the possibilities coming, and you're wide awake for it. And see your heart expanding and your face is grinning as it succeeds. And send that one off. Wrap it in light. See it stewing there in the white light. Now on our third screen, we go into the Galactic Healing Center. Let's go into the Healing Center. And then we have our team. We have our magical team, and it stands around, circles our healing table. And take a look for a minute. Who's on your team? And then who's on the table? You're the first person that comes in and lays down on the healing table. Take a look. Lie down. That's it. And then ask your healing team what it is you need. Unless you've got something specific, you just tell them what you need. They don't mind. They love you. Yes. What is it you need? These are beings of other dimensions that work with you, work with me. Yes. And then they begin to do some healing work on you. And I'm getting some nice healing work done on me. And how does that look? In my case, once again, I'm finding that one of them is drawing a lot of things out of me, gold frequencies. And others are doing a kind of an energy action all around. Somebody's holding my head, some on my feet. It feels wonderful. And now wrap yourself in light. And wrap that whole scenario in light and ask it to complete itself. And now we've got another clean table in our healing room and our team replicates itself. And let's bring in someone. I'm bringing in a good friend who has a huge, she has a propensity to lung conditions and has taken on one of these viral things that apparently are going around, and we're asking the healing team to work with her. Now, one of the things I've been taught through the years is always look for the underlying emotional vulnerability. Where did it come from? Now, even though things are going around, usually you don't get them unless you're vulnerable, unless you've been tweaked in the immune system. Now, remember, this person already has a weakened lung area, and the lung is grief, isn't it? And so when I look at her life, I go, she recently had some deep disappointments, and she's been very noble about them. But her lungs aren't recording the nobility. They're recording the, once again, holding a little extra grief. So what we're doing is that their team, the healing team, is pulling huge strands of darker fields and frequencies from my friend's lungs. They're doing a lot of other things, too. What's going on with your healing team and who's on your table? That's it. And the other thing is my friend is a very empathic woman. And what happens, this is really important to remember, when people around you are not well, and very often if you're very empathic, or maybe water signs or whatever reason you have for being very, very empathic, you can take on a lot of their stuff. You could say you caught it, or another way is you could say you took it on. So what we're doing is watching the team pull out of her the energies of several people around her who haven't been very well and also who are kind of depressed. Good. And she's very noble. So what they're doing is sending now a very bright light through the top of her head, and you might feel it too, through the top of her head and right down through her body and out the soles of her feet. Good. And now we send that healing off into in a white light so that it can continue its good work. And now let's do a third one. Let's see who wants to come in for a third one. All right. And this is one who, a male, who's young to middle age, and he needs to be encouraged, meaning he needs to be given courage. He has a lot of emotional guilt and difficulties going on, and he can't seem to get his life together. There's a lot of genetic things interfering with his ability, so I won't go too complicatedly in, but he's had a lot of reasons to be disappointed in himself in life. But we see that he can be very, very creative, and he can bring himself into a new level. So the guides are saying he needs to be encouraged. And what they're doing is working on his brain. And in the brain, they're pulling out some very peculiar, strange, very strange old belief patterns. Because remember, the brain functions a lot like a computer. Actually, all of our body does, and all of our organs do. So who are you working on, and what's going on with your team, and who you're working on? All right, and then we're going to ask to keep his... Right now, this one turns out he's very indigo, which means that he's frustrated and angry at the way the systems are going as well. And he's meant to say that. So let's just wrap him in light and encourage his expression of what's an inequity in this life. So we wrap that whole scenario in light and ask it to keep going. And now let's do a political one. What would you like to see in our political, we'll do our political rally. I hope a lot of you saw the John Stewart rally, or at least snippets of it, which we did too, and how many people showed up for sanity and played with them on the sanity fear argument. Anyway, let's see. Just take a look at politics. Maybe I'll just do that. Let's do have the team work on humanity and see a rising of sanity. Sanity being we can see what's being pumped into us, and we see what it is we believe in, what we want, and how we truly want to love one another. Let's see a rising in that all over the world. And let's call in through the top of our heads a bright pink light. And have that bright pink light come right down through our bodies. And actually work with our belly areas, our subconscious, pulling up a lot of our hidden miseries and defiances and self-protections, and just burn it out like a bubbling laser. And then bring it back up. And through the heart chakra and through your hands, send out to hot spots in the world and to world leaders, send out great ribbons of this pink light, which recognizes, it touches people like Tinkerbell and helps people recognize that they're able to be loving and able to be transcendent in this life, and that their whole life is not about fighting and worrying. It's about transcendence, and that's the sanity. There we go. And we have those blobs of pink light touch all kinds of hot spots in the world. Yeah, helping where people are sick, where leaders are in a dominion, kind of in dominance instead of dominion, where leaders can't see straight because they're busy defending instead of creating. That's it. And have it just touch all these different places and these different people. And then have it go all over the world. So it's very hot, pink, bright, bright light of harmony. Goes all around the world, all around the world. And so those beings of other levels and other dimensions can see how we're moving into a much more conscious species. I want that, don't you? And then have that light come right back through your hands and into your heart. And then cross your hands over your heart and love yourself for a minute. And now let's close off the Galactic Healing Center and zipper it up and jump into our star tetrahedron and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. And now land here in the room. So what's going on in you? What we're going to talk about is, who are you really? How do you identify yourself? Take a quick moment and write down some of the ways in which you identify yourself. Just take a few minutes and do that. And as you write down those ways, well, you might want to take a minute and call in and talk to me about it, and talk to everybody else about what your identity is. Do you have any anxiety in your identity? What are your fears? Are you identified with what you have to be in order to be a success? Do you have some fear-based drives going on? So call in at 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756, and let's find out what's going on in your world and see if your identity maybe traps you away from moving toward the higher level of self. So again, that's 888-815-9756. I'm Veronica Entwistle. What does that mean? That's a part of my identity. That's my name. You know what's really interesting is I love this line that they say that your soul, the first decision your soul makes about your life and about your identity is choosing your name. Isn't that neat? And what does Veronica mean? It means truth. It means bringer of truth, bringer of light. And what does your name mean? All right, so there's a whole bunch of ways that we describe ourselves. All right, so there are people who are chronically ill. And I'd like you to ask yourself a question like, who would I be if I were not ill? These are descriptions that I'm not saying we can get rid of them right away. I'm asking us all to just recognize them. Are you anxious? Do you want to be the best producer? Do you want to be the perfect worker, the perfect housewife, the perfect mother? Is there any anxiety in that? Are you a really tidy one? I'm not. And what I do is I flack myself a lot for not being tidy. Because somewhere, if you drop into that, you go somewhere deep down, that reflects a messy mind, doesn't it? And so then I have to beat myself up because I have a messy mind. And what time does that take? It takes a whole lot of time. But if I were to look at that and say, wait a minute, that isn't who I am. That's just something I learned along the way. Doesn't mean I'll get messier. or tidier just means I'll be less anxious and less blocked. Am I a leader? Am I the smartest one? Am I the prettiest one? Am I the thinnest one? Am I the most handsome one? Am I the tallest? Am I the shortest? What is it you want to be? Yeah. So I want you to call in and talk to me about that, but also write down as many ways of identifying yourself as you have. I'm an intuitive. I'm an energy counselor. I can remember a really interesting time in my life. It's only interesting in retrospect because it was grueling and very painful. And I've mentioned this before. When I was little, I think I told you that I knew where I had been before. I knew I'd never been born and I never would die. I knew a lot of things, but I cried really easily. I took on everybody else's pain. I said things people didn't ever say. I was kind of a disruptor. I talked way before I could walk. And I used to see things. So I was just telling Bob earlier at nighttime when I was very small, like 3 and 4 or something, I used to look. I'd go to bed and with my two sisters in this little bedroom, and I could see my mom's bedroom through, you know, there's a window in there and you could see the light behind it. And there was a woman that used to brush her hair in there every night, and she had sparks flying from her hair, but my mom was downstairs. And I was quite accustomed to having characters around that I did not understand. Oh, and I'll finish my story one of these days, but I'm glad you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Veronica. It's Jaya.
Hi, Jaya. How are you tonight?
I'm okay.
Is okay good, or is it just okay?
Okay, good. So at one time I was identifying with moving to Hawaii and living on this beautiful property there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then I totally gave it up and detached. And that was a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm wondering if I'm being called back there.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Well, you know what's interesting, Jaya? When you ask that question, it's kind of funny because visions are kind of metaphorical, aren't they? And so what I see is like you dropped down inside, and actually you didn't just give up that concept. You gave up a lot of identity, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then they say here, and they remind me, because some of this, as people at home might know, as I know a little bit about Jaya's history, but all of a sudden you went through a huge number of things, surgeries, self-claiming.
Yeah, three surgeries, yeah.
Yeah, and they were huge around the subconscious area, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that sort of fascinates me. And so you went through all of these tremendous changes, and you also re-identified, it seems to me when I look at you, I go, you've re-identified yourself with yourself, haven't you?
I think so.
You just seem way different than you used to. So anyway, it's really funny because what I see popping back up again, it's almost like it was a deep sort of a cyclonic entry way down deep inside, and it's popping back up. And the expansions are really tremendous. And I see that you might actually go to Hawaii pretty soon.
Uh-huh. And beyond that, how about taking back that property that I gave up?
And you haven't given it up entirely yet, have you?
Apparently not.
So it's funny because it's like it's coming back to you as opposed to you're getting it. You see what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's rolling back to you. Some big things, and I don't believe prediction should hold all the time. You know that. And the reason for that is because times are changing too fast, you know. But it does look like it's going to kind of unfold toward you. And I remember years ago talking about businesses and so on with you. You got a whole business idea coming up over there.
Yeah, a friend of mine is interested in doing distilling exotic flowers into fine oils.
Essential
oils.
Mm-hmm. What about, is there enough room there for three different groups to live, or three different couples, or three different people?
There could be.
Well, it looks like what's brewing is a business that's really quite delightful. It's not quite a community, although in essence it's a community, but it's small.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks like it's brewing, and there's a bubbling going on, and that's what you seem to be taken with.
Mm-hmm.
It's mm-hmm. really nice. There's another couple involved as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that already?
I don't know that already.
Well, what's really hilarious is I always say I don't believe that prediction should hold. I want to tell you this, that we've seen something about New Hampshire for ages, and I don't see that anymore.
That's so good. I'm so
glad. I thought you'd like that. But it used to pop up and pop up and pop up, didn't it?
Yeah, not the direction I want to go.
Yeah, but you know what's really nice is I do see you having changed a lot of deeper ideals, not once, but many times. You know, you've changed a lot of what it is you want to be. It's not necessarily what you want to do. That's the thing about identity. It's what you want to be.
Uh-huh.
Would you say?
Yeah, I guess so. Or where you want to be.
So who are you?
Well, my name is Jaya. It means victory.
Oh, it does?
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting, hey? Were you named that at birth?
Mm-hmm. No.
Wow. No?
No, I changed it.
Well, anyway, Dolan, I think you're going to be going there.
Great. Do you know when?
No, but it's probably, you're probably going to not know for 2 to 4 months, I would say. That they're showing me 2 months, 4 months, but not that you'll be gone that fast, but that you'll know uh-huh. a lot about it by then.
Okay.
And it's very exciting, actually.
Yeah, it is.
The most exciting thing for me is that there's a deepening in who you are with yourself. And that whatever it is you're going to be doing is something that's going to embody who you are and serve from that place. And uh-huh. we can say, oh, I already know who I am, but you know what? There's always new levels. I think it was Chris Griscom who said, you want to be your true self. And when I charged her with that, I said, well, what is the true self? You know, and then she said, she laughed and said, her higher self said, your true self is always changing. And then we giggled about that because that's quite a neat concept, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so who you look like to me is quite different inside than who you used to look like. I don't mean physically either.
Right. Yeah, it's my concept of myself has changed quite a bit.
And you have new possibilities rising along with that. You have gifts coming up, but you also are going to embody the work that you do. I think there, but I can't promise. But you will be doing some work, and you will embody it, meaning whatever you teach, you are.
Uh-huh.
That's very precious.
Great.
Thank you for your call.
Thanks, Veronica. Bye-bye.
See you, Jaya. Bye. See, that's a really important thing. I'm going to go back to talking about me for a minute because I think it's relevant. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm going to talk to you. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm sorry. You were about to talk about you, and I was going to listen.
You know what? I can do that any old day. So you, what's your first name? Who am I talking to?
It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
This is Kelly.
Hi,
how are you doing?
I'm doing really
well. I'm enjoying your show, actually.
I'm so glad. How's your identity tonight?
Well, I'm a bit confused, actually. I'm not necessarily confused about who I am. Mm-hmm. I'm just in a state a little bit like the last caller. I feel like I've been in limbo for like a year now. I'm feeling kind of restless.
And are you working at all?
I am not, no.
Let's talk a little bit about your identity, because what I'm getting energetically is there's something about your heart chakra that's really stuck. So are you I'm going to use words like this. Are you unemployed?
Yes.
Okay. Are you sad about it?
No, which is why I was going to say that energetically I've actually been experiencing my heart chakra opening up really greatly over the last few days. So it's ironic that you're saying that.
It's okay, because it could be that's where your... here's what I'm seeing, okay? That's mm-hmm. the area in which your identity is opening more and more, where you've got big changes coming on. And there it's not finished yet, and you're going to be going through a huge, huge change, and then you'll be on a whole different track. What kind of work did you used to do before?
Was involved in advertising.
Do you want to do healing work? Are you wanting to do healing work or work with people?
I actually am drawn to it. I'm not necessarily drawn to the art or the like energy healing or anything. I just want to use the work that I do to heal other people.
So what was that? Here's what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And creating?
Yes. So it's not so, I guess, linear, but more abstract.
Well, honey, I think that you're going to, the opening in your heart is a really big deal. It's like, to me, it looks like a bulging energy around that part of your body, which tells me that it's filling and opening. There's a new expression of who you are in the world. And then it shows, this is how I'm seeing you, is that whatever it was you were doing for a living, you won't do it that way. You're going to turn almost like a full left turn in order to do some kind of work that embodies working with people. It's a kind of a healing thing. And you love it, but it's required that you've steeped a new level of self in order to get there. You got people helping you with it, and it'll probably take you like 3 to 4 months to get there. Do you have any
got
idea what it
is? Is there anything that I need to do specifically in order to make this happen soon?
Okay, so... go ahead.
Just because I feel very restless, and I'm, like, ready, at least mentally.
Are you writing a lot?
Yeah.
Have you written a book yet?
I wrote one book. I wrote a screenplay. I wrote several short films.
Oh, good.
Constantly writing.
Good. And there's one of your films... Have you tried to market them? Because one of them, they're showing one that is really going to take you through this path. Do you know which one that is? Have you already started to market it?
Not yet, but I think I get a sense of which one you are referring to.
Okay, so, and do you have an agent?
Yes.
Okay. Is it a man person?
I have several, but one of them is a man.
Here's what I see, is I see something you've written, and I see a man, and I see a kind of a surprise about how it suddenly begins to click. Only the thing is, that is not the only thing. Other things will happen, but that's the first thing that sort of heralds a path. And through that, then you start to work on two more, getting two more things out there. But you'll have quite a reputation for a rather unique approach to bringing people into themselves, you know? What kind of stuff do you write? Yeah, it's very nice.
Well, actually, really creative stories about healing and the processes people can go through in order to do that.
Oh, good. And some of them are really short?
Well, when I say short, I guess I mean like 30 minutes. Versus an hour and a half.
Well, that's perfect, because well, the first one I see going is a little longer, I think. But don't worry about that. That don't worry about it. Just follow. You said, what can I do? I say, keep going. The agent's going to help you. One of the things, and you might even be surprised which one it is going to go, and they're going to give it a try. And then you've got two others that are hot on its heels, and I'll bet you're going to do a series or
I'm working on that too.
Oh, okay. Well, it's happening, but you just got to stay on top of it, and they want you to write every day, but you said you already do that.
So anything I need to do involving my heart chakra then, since you made a point of mentioning that?
Well, you know, you said it's already opening like mad for the last 2 days, and I'm saying it looks kind of like energetically swollen, like it's going to spill. That's a good thing. That just means it's getting bigger and bigger, and you're going to surrender. Wait a second. You're going to surrender more and more to, because you've got higher energies around you in a big way, and you're going to surrender more and more to that, almost like you'll be in the stream of your own being. So, no, you don't have to do much. I would just honor it and play with it and notice where issues of the heart, because heart, for a lot of us to remember, issues of the heart aren't always sweetness and light. Some of them are pretty fierce, aren't they? And just pay attention to them over the next while, because you have the ability to be very passionate, and you have the ability to flow with all levels of human understanding. And in that, there's tremendous love, you see, even if it's not comfortable sometimes. And they say, just keep being with that, and you'll find it streams into your writing like nobody's business. You're just going to be lifted, and you're in a stream, girl, and you're moving it.
Well, that's good to know.
And we want you to call in and let us know when something you've done is on TV, okay?
Oh, I will. Well, thanks a lot, Veronica. I want to continue to listen if I could.
Thank you so much, Kelly. And best of luck to you. It's not luck. Keep going.
There you go. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And it's a very, very wonderful. I want to say this about my own. Unless somebody else wants to call in, I love it. Your calls are just so precious to me. But in any case, I want to talk about my own self, which is the number of ways I had to discover in order to become an intuitive, and it wasn't necessarily easy, that the part of me that learned to protect herself and that was hidden inside was very different from the part of me on the outside. So on the outside, I kept my identity. Well, I guess I was a Dickens, a little character of a kid, but I always had like top marks and so on, and was well-behaved and well-dressed. And inside, I had visions and all kinds of strange things going on, which I didn't want to admit to anyone. And then there comes a time in your life where you realize that you're straddling worlds. So you've got one leg in this world, and you're trying to be all things to all people, or be what you consider to be appropriate or professionally wise or this or that. And then the other part of you is just seeing things or experiencing life as a totally different thing. And I knew that. I knew there were two parts of me all the time. It was very difficult. Now, I know a lot of you have some version of that going on. And so when my life kind of came apart, as I said before, where I was widowed and things had gotten really hard, and this was after we had gone through the 60s and we were doing political revolution stuff and really wanting to change the world and bring peace to the planet. And I'll let you talk in 1 minute. I'll just finish this thought. That activity helped me to feel stronger about who I was. But then when my life crashed and burned, the only way out of it was to go in and really allow myself to know who and what I was from the inside out. And at that point, the hilarious part that I keep thinking about is I didn't care how I looked on the outside. I just knew that I had to come to my life from the inside out. So that's a whole other story, but it makes me laugh when I see how I just didn't care. I thought anybody who was anybody would know who was inside, and that part of me was becoming rich and bright and spiritual, and I was not presenting on the outside with any external consciousness. So that's extreme. I don't really advise that for you, but I'm glad we have a caller. So we'll go to you, and I'll finish this story about me another day. You're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Veronica. This is Jody.
Hi, Jody. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you. I talked to you many, many months ago, probably about 8 months ago.
Yeah, I think I remember. You have a lovely vibration. What's going on?
Thank you.
Well, what's going on in your world? You've been growing, I can tell.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I have some things going on, and I'm just not quite clear what they are. I am wondering, I have a lot of energy running through me at night, usually right when I go to bed. There mm-hmm. are beings in my field, and I am wondering,
great.
I don't get that they're working on me, but I get that they're working through me. Is that right?
Yes, it is. Look
okay.
at your hands.
So
don't your hands mm-hmm. get really bright sometimes?
No, the energy, a lot of it, mostly fits in my heart chakra.
Hmm.
But it gets very intense, and I'm usually up for 3 to 4 hours every night doing this work with them. Yeah.
Hmm. And what does the work look like, Joey?
I don't know what it looks like. It's basically my heart is pounding. It feels like there's like 2 or 3 heartbeats going there. And
mm-hmm.
I know there's like at least 1 or 2 beings in my field. And I know they're light because I can feel them. They always make me smile.
And what kind of work do you do?
So I'm guessing most of my work is being done at night.
Okay, and you're not conscious of what the work is.
Well, I ask, and I don't really get answers, but I think it's because I'm not at the point yet where I can kind of wrap my head around it.
But, honey, here's what I'm seeing, okay?
Okay.
I'm seeing, when you're talking about beings in your field, I'm seeing these amazing streams of, they look like kind of like thicker than filaments, but filaments of silver and gold light running through your arms, and your hands to me look like they're pulsing kind of with white and silver and gold light. And if you're not conscious of that, I would say that there's some tremendous healing going on through your body, but it's touching others. So if that's on the etheric realm, that's okay too. Right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get that it's you know, it's much bigger than me. I'm just kind of I don't know what to say. I give them access to this dimension.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're the transducer?
Like the transducer, yeah. Like I step down the energies?
Yeah. And you're going to get to the point where you will actually interact with them face-to-face, but you're not quite there yet. But we talked about the energies are speeding up, and you will do that.
Okay. When I talked to you before, you had said it was kind of funny because you were talking about identity, and I had kind of identified myself with my job and what I did and all that for many years, and then I was unemployed and I started doing inner work, and then my guidance was like, this is really who you are, and it was like such a 180 from how I had seen myself.
Isn't that fun? Don't you love it?
Oh. Here I thought I kind of was this kind of insignificant, you know, little ant on the planet. But it was like, oh, no. Yeah. I had to kind of do a shift mentally.
Oh.
It took a long time because I had seen myself and taken on all this projection from everybody around me
mm-hmm.
for many, many, many years. So I had been kind of brainwashed into believing this is who I was. And
well, we all do that. I didn't get to saying that today, but we all do that. You know, good for you.
Yeah.
You've kind of done, like you say, a 180, but you're going to be doing some stunning healing work, girl.
Oh, good, because you had said you saw me working with large audiences, and I just thought that was so funny because I'm very shy and fairly reticent. So I thought, oh, yeah, I don't think so. And the more work I do with them, the more I kind of get a sense of that's what some of this is preparing me to do.
Yeah, and one of the things you can say is, you want this done through me? Okay, you do it, and just give up. You know what? I have to say goodbye because we're almost out of time, and somebody's on hold, and maybe I'll give her a chance to say something.
Sure. No, that's great. Thank you very, very much for your time. I appreciate it.
And keep us posted, Jody. I'm excited.
Okay. I'm listening to ET Healing with you and Jackie. So.
Great. Oh, wonderful.
I love that show, too.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Carolyn. Good night.
And we have one more caller, so let's take you for 1 minute.
I'm sorry. Hello. How you doing?
I'm doing really well. How you doing?
All right. I'm just on my spiritual path, and I'm connecting, very sensitive, and I connect to people, and I'm sometimes intuitive, and I was just want to know how do I keep going and just becoming more ascending, if that makes sense.
Yes. Are you doing a workout, a physical workout?
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, sometimes, you know, what happens, here's what I'm seeing, is your throat chakra is amazing. And it's like you're going to be talking, singing, leading people, coaxing people, bringing them into their own light. That's kind of where your area is. And I want you to do some kind of physical activity, even if you just boogie dance for 20 minutes or something like that, and run light from your upper to your, right through your chakras into the ground. Because what's trying to give birth in you is a much greater expression, and that's just a wonderful way to move energy and get yourself pumped. I know I'm talking fast, but time's almost up, you know.
No.
But you have a big gift, girl.
I do. Okay. I want to be a positive force to humanity, and I just sometimes don't know the direction.
Well, you know what? Ask. Say that you've got strong higher guidance. Say, show me, I need a sign about the next thing. But I promise everybody this. If you will physically move your body a lot and then command release of energies through your body, maybe light up your chakras, do some deep breathing, you will open like nobody's business. Because your body's trying to, like mad, and your throat chakra is doing a bang-up job.
Oh, great, great.
All right. And I have to go because they're going to hook me off stage.
thank you.
All right, bless your heart. Do a good job, you are.
Okay, all right, bye-bye.
Bye. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, I've really enjoyed tonight's show. And remember, keep your identity, what was I going to say? Don't follow just projections and comparative mind. Drop inside and ask yourself regularly, what are you really attached to in your identity? And let some of that clatter to the floor, even in your imagination, and allow your natural unfolding self to bring greater gifts to you. And like Jody said, it's really amazing. I turned 180 and pulled away from the projections from other people. I couldn't say it better myself. That's a perfect way of doing it. Because you might stay the same. You might stay in the same relationships and the same job and everything, and you may not. But the reality is that seeking deep within yourself is what we're all after. Anyway, if you'd like to write to me or tell me about somebody you'd like to hear on Paradigm Shifters, I'm going to run Chris Griscom again for Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday night because I don't think enough people heard it or there was a glitch in there. So I'm going to run it on Tuesday night again. Chris Griscom of the Light Institute. It was very inspiring. We had Patricia Sun on last Tuesday night, and I have a lot of other wonderful names coming up. That's Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. Jackie Silvitti, ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness, is next, talking about huge changes on the planet and new beings that are arriving from different dimensions and how we can perceive them better because of the intensive she did. So stay tuned. 8 o'clock. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, email me, let me know what you think, ask questions, tell me things, suggest people, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com, or call me for a session. Much love to all of you. Take in a deep breath and send out blessings to one another because we're all in this wonderful community of light together. Many blessings. Thank you for listening. Good night.